Many women across the Central Valley have dedicated their lives to their families. They take on the daily task of being a housewife.
Mi nombre es Silvia, y simplemente Silvia.
Meet Silvia, a housewife from Mendota. Like many other women in rural communities, she's devoted her life to her two sons and husband, always greeting them with a smile and home-cooked dinners when they arrive home. But about a year ago, her smile started to fade.
Mi esposo se va a trabajar, mi hijo se va a trabajar, mi hijo se va a la escuela, me quedo sola todo el día.
My husband goes to work, my son goes to work, my other son goes to school. I'm left all alone for the entire day. No one to talk to. I started falling into a deep depression.
Silvia says she's not exactly sure what triggered it, but the daily worry of paying bills and managing the limited money they had added more stress and anxiety.
Cuando caí en esa triste depresión tan fuerte, yo ya no me interesaba nada.
When I fell into that deep depression, nothing interested me. I didn't want to watch TV. I didn't want to take a shower. I didn't want to leave the house. I didn't want to change clothes. Nothing interested me. It was like I didn't exist in this world. I lost all hope. I would say, why do I want to live?
Silvia suffered from major depression, and she's not alone. According to a study released last year by the California Healthcare Foundation, the Valley has the highest rates of serious mental illness in the state. The region also has the fewest mental health professionals. In Fresno County, just over 5% of adults have a serious mental illness, diseases like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and major depression. The numbers are even higher in surrounding areas, with Madera County reaching 7%.
It's one of the great healthcare needs that I think is under-recognized in some ways, generally in the public.
That's Gary Hoffman, the clinical director at Adventist Health Behavioral Health in Hanford.
Someone who is living paycheck to paycheck or whose future is uncertain due to economic changes and constant relocation. I mean, these stressors become additive, and at some point a person starts giving up.
Local physician Marcia Sablon owned a medical clinic in Fireball with her husband Oscar for more than three decades. She says the Valley's rural communities face unique challenges when it comes to mental health.
A lot of the mental health issues that come up in this town have to do with the socioeconomic status of a lot of the citizens of this town. Our town is about 90% Hispanic, but at the same time, some high percentage of those are undocumented farm workers. So what that leads some people to is unstable state, mostly about their income.
In Sylvia's case, her darkest moments would usually come after her husband and two sons left for the day. She thought she hit rock bottom when she shut herself in her son's bedroom for 15 days without eating.
En esos días yo no pensaba en nada. Lo único que yo hacía era encerrarme en un cuarto.
During those days, I didn't think about anything. I would just stay in a room. He would leave for work and come back, and he would find me in the same spot. I didn't clean the house. I didn't prepare food. I didn't eat. I just laid in bed. My head felt like a whirlwind inside.
Over the course of a few months, Silvia lost almost 40 pounds. Despite major concerns from her family, she was still hesitant to look for help. But it wasn't until she almost took her own life that she realized she needed help.
Un puño de pastillas para tomármelas todas. Yo no quería vivir.
I grabbed a handful of pills. I no longer wanted to live. I shoved the pills in my mouth, and that's when I saw my son step out from his room. I snapped out of it, but I felt like someone was tempting me. I took the pills out of my mouth and acted like nothing happened. After that, I understood that I was about to do something really crazy.
With the help of her oldest son, Silvia went to see her primary care doctor. She remembers sitting quietly in the passenger seat on her way to Fireball.
Knowing that you are going to talk about your problems or how you feel, or simply that you're looking for help, it's scary. You can't talk about this with anyone, because if you do, people make fun of you.
She says she was afraid to speak up because of the social stigma linked with mental illness.
Yo oí por ahí una señora que dijo que nos hacíamos tontos.
I heard a lady say that we were acting, that depression doesn't exist, that people acted this way because they didn't have a job and didn't have anything to do with their lives.
Fresno County's Director of Behavioral Health, Dewan Utek, says that sentiment is all too common in the Valley.
We don't seem to have a problem talking about how high our blood pressure is or what stage our cancer is, but you don't hear people talking about the types of mental illness that they have.
In Sylvia's case, deciding to seek help from a doctor was a big step.
I told the doctor, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I just want help because I don't want to live.
After visiting her primary doctor, Sylvia was referred to a psychiatrist in Fireball and underwent intense counseling for several months. She was finally cleared in March.
I feel happy. I have hope. My life now has meaning. I got my life back.
Back at her home in Mendota, Sylvia still faces many challenges, from finances to work at home. But with the support of her family and her physicians, she's made great progress. Sylvia says she hopes others in her situation will overcome their fears and help break the silence around issues of mental health in the Valley. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.